This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
All right, 20 minutes and counting. Let's make it work. Let's make it worthwhile.
Go.
Go.
Congratulations to Whoopi. Oh, no, that's yesterday's show.
Yeah. No, congratulations to you, Mike.
Yes. Yes, I won the furniture delivery sweepstakes. I love you, Carla.
You are pathetic.
I love you, Carla. Hey, I have a pathetic life. I admit it. You know. But, I mean, really, when you're going to have furniture delivered, and, you know, it's the battle of who has to be home for the furniture, you know, and it's a completely random situation you can't control.
You don't know.
You know, the fact that they're not delivering it in the morning, they're delivering it in the afternoon.
Winner. Made you very happy.
Yes, yes, winner.
All the guys know that I'm the winner with this. I mean, sure. That's just the way it goes. And
Mike got that great news right before we went on the air, and you would have thought that his horse had won the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah,
he's like, yes!
It's just special to
it's
me.
It's like that.
Yeah. It truly is. And, you know, we'll see. And I think she's wonderful for taking time out of her Friday to be at the house.
Can I say something?
That's usually when she's having things done.
May I say something?
Nails, hair. Yes, of course you may.
That perhaps you don't hear enough?
What's that?
I think you're wonderful. You know why?
Why is that?
For buying the furniture.
Oh, thank you. It's my kids' furniture.
I'm
actually excited because it's both kids getting new stuff for their rooms.
It's wonderful.
Yes?
It's wonderful that you bought it and that she will wait for it.
Receive it.
That's nice.
Thank you.
There you go. That's for you.
And I get what you're saying, man.
You get what I'm saying?
I dig what you're saying.
Good victory for you, Mike.
And I'd like to thank my furniture salesman.
Why?
Philip Stalkup.
Rob's
who
uncle,
gave me who you, gave me no he, discount whatsoever.
You bought from Uncle Phil?
I bought from Uncle Phil.
Sucker.
Yeah. You mean old Squid?
Square
Dill Stalkup? I did.
Yeah.
Bought from Philip Stalkup.
That's right. Everything full price.
Yes.
Cardboard furniture.
And you'll be happy to know that the cardboard furniture that I bought at full price is being delivered at the absolute maximum amount of time that I had to wait.
The far end of the time window?
The far end of the time window.
Did he make it into the time window?
Yeah, I believe. No, probably a week or so outside.
Well, that's close.
Yeah. You know, I'm not. No, he was a fine
Mike,
man.
I've had the pleasure of knocking back a few with Uncle Phil.
Phil Stalkup. Let me tell you something.
You'll
about
want to
Phil.
Spend some time with, you know, you might want to take tomorrow off to stay there to be with the furniture, to spend some time with Rob's Uncle Phil.
Well, he won't be anywhere near the
what
delivery
makes
process.
A Nazi? How does he get that way?
I bet if you made a call, he would hop on the truck and come over.
I doubt he would. I think they're two
think
separate
you're
entities.
Right.
Yes, yeah. You know, really, though, after dealing with him, he is really okay.
Thank you. And I'll pass
really
that along
is.
To him.
He really is okay.
Mike is actually buying furniture from Rob's uncle.
Wow. Yes. Yeah. And many times I've bumped into your uncle
sure.
at that particular furniture store that mm-hmm. I like so bad. But this is one time where, you know, he was there. And I believe, let me see, my attitude was there was no one else on the showroom floor. And I think I went, okay.
Oh, so he was up. It was his turn.
It was his turn. It was his turn.
And you know what
I've felt guilty before when I've dealt with other salespeople because I know he's a relative.
You know what he's doing right now?
What's Philip Stalkup doing?
He's in the back room laughing, saying, I got his money.
Oh, he did.
I got Mike O'Mara's money.
I said, where's the discount? And he, I think his response was, shook his head and just walked away.
That's what he does.
It's in the quality. That's where the discount is. In the quality.
That's in right. the quality.
Did, now, did he upsell you on some polish or anything?
Oh, you know, he didn't have to upsell that day. It was me and three women of various ages.
Yeah.
And it was somewhat of a frenzy.
That's good.
Because it was really something that I had delayed doing, and I still wish I had the guts to order it over the internet.
And what was it?
For the girls,
yeah,
it was a desk and a bed, a hot tub, and a bed in Elizabeth's room, and a dresser in Catherine's room, a bunch of stuff.
Here's the other thing I want to warn you about.
Yes.
When you buy furniture from Uncle Phil,
yes.
Uncle Phil has...
And incidentally, that's the store we're talking about, Uncle Phil's furniture.
Uncle Phil's furniture, and it's Phil with an F.
Uncle Phil, F-I-L.
Like Phil up the cup.
His last name is Dirt. Phil Dirt.
That's him.
He has a unique way of putting his own stamp on each piece of furniture.
Really? I didn't even know this. Huh.
For instance, are there any cushions in any of the pieces of furniture you bought.
The desk chair for Catherine, which is kind of the grown up desk now, may have a cushion on it. Mm-hmm. Oh no. Are you telling me what I think you're telling me?
He leaves a little bit of himself. He's a craftsman.
Well, I'm taking the black light to all that
he
furniture.
He leaves a little of himself.
It's good luck, really.
Did he not try to sell you a black light?
He tried to sell me a bit of everything.
That's what he
no,
does.
He really didn't. That's what I liked about Uncle Phil.
That means that he was either busy or he knew that he'd soak you up.
The latter. Yeah. The latter.
He's a con man, Mike.
I was in me a mood, too, that day. I really was. I don't like furniture. Buying furniture to me is about the closest thing to retail hell. I cannot stand I can't stand being in the store.
It's all about sitting down. How can you not love it?
He took time out from his other job working on the boardwalk in Ocean City.
That's what he does.
running the game where you shoot the water into the clown's mouth.
Oh, I didn't know he did that. Boy, I'd love to have that in my house. That'd be fantastic.
All the fixed games on the boardwalk.
I'd like to have the I'd like to have the horses that race when you the clown. Or the balloon thing where you shoot the water that blows up the balloon, and I'd like to have the balls that you roll to make the horses race.
He also invented the bent basketball hoop game where you can't win. He's sharp.
He's a terrific human being.
He really is.
I really do hope to see him on the truck tomorrow evening.
He's dedicated his life to making America more comfortable.
He is a terrific, special guy.
Make sure, last thing here, we got to start the show. Remember,
he doesn't look like a furniture salesman either. Looks like a male model.
Well, now you've made Rob laugh.
I believe the top of Rob's head might have come off there. It's distinguished good looks.
Yeah,
you know, somewhere between Clooney and Cary Grant.
That's nice.
He's just down to earth.
Sure.
Men want to be like him. Women want to be with him. Uncle Phil Stalkup.
You almost lost Carla to him, didn't you?
I got a little edgy. He almost, he didn't do anything,
right,
but the deal almost blew up
because
of, what she's doing.
Yeah.
Practically throwing herself at him.
Yeah, she wanted to see something for the bedroom, she said.
She loved
An occasional piece for the bedroom.
Phil gets a lot of that.
Just watch your knickknacks when he comes over to deliver the furniture.
Some of them leave in his pocket.
You know that nice collection of Hummel figures you like so bad?
Yeah, the ones and the doves that I have, the ceramic doves, the ceramic birds.
Uncle Phil will be there.
Oh, good. That's stand-up guy. Good looking.
He's a bunko artist, Mike.
He's a bunko.
He's a con.
He's a confidence man.
He's a con. All right. Listen, here's the Belcher.
Wait, let me say good morning to that other caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the line. Good morning.
Let me turn down my radio.
Vickley.
Yes, yes. On the topic of reparations, I'm surprised that no one's ever brought up the comments made that a congressman from Maryland, Robert Spiewak, actually, on a topic of reparations, made it the offhanded comment that he'd like to see all black people swim back to Africa with a Jew under each arm.
Hmm, really?
Which I think is despicable and disgusting and whoopee.
And who is this?
Congressman Robert Spiewak of Maryland.
Okay.
The one with the giant pink head.
Listen, here is the... Here's my comment in reference to that.
Okay. Yes, sweetheart.
And now that we have cleaned the airways.
Nice comment.
There we go.
Sweetheart.
That's a nice comment.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you cats at the drive-in.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, everybody. Well, hi, everybody.
We must save our nation from decay.
Right.
And deliver our children from the horrors of perversion.
That's what we're all about here. To carry on. Let's check in live in Regis Philbin's bedroom.
I like being full of it. It's fun.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Sorry, Regis.
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
I've heard that one before.
Is this another yeast infection?
Oh, it might be. You know what it looks like?
Looks like baby vomit.
Right.
That's so gay.
Is everybody happy?
There you go, Uncle Phil.
Stop that.
That's silly.
Very silly indeed.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace.
Uh-huh.
Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
There's only one requirement. You gotta be a fat girl.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Hello! right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
We are.
We are out of your mind if you think I'm going to put this person on the air.
Was fantastic.
Thank you.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
It's time for the show.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Here's Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Welcome back.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Yeah. Not a Mike show, no.
Oh, no.
Wow. Show is great.
The show is great.
Uh-huh. Not a Mike show, and
Welcome.
Here it is. Happy. It's Thursday. That spells a poop word.
Is it Thursday already?
Yeah. It sure is, buddy.
Wow, this week has flown by.
SHI Thursday phone number, same as yesterday. It's 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Howdy, what's up?
I just wondered if it was time for a break yet.
No, come on now. You can keep track. We've got 10 minutes to go.
10 minutes to go. May I ask you a question, sir?
Yes.
Boy, what is the question I was searching for? Oh, yes. Is it hot enough for you?
Almost.
Almost?
Northern California.
California. You're calling from North. Oh, see, you're calling from all the way across the country.
Disqualification, Mike.
I was speaking about our backyard.
It's too darn hot.
It is today.
Yeah. It is too darn hot.
Now, I want to tell you how I spent the pre-show.
How?
As you can see, I am wearing winter clothing, and I like to psych myself up for the show.
Right.
Actually, you might think I'm a cat burglar.
Right.
Because I've got the black parka on, I've got the ski mask on, and as you know, I have a black car
right.
with black interior.
And are you wearing black Under Armour also?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wearing my black ski socks.
Right.
And I have my black anti-terrorist boots.
Is that a cat suit in between all of it, too?
Yeah.
Some sort of cat suit? I mean, like a male cat suit.
It's riding me.
Right.
And I've been sitting in my car in the sunshine mm-hmm. with the heat on
right.
for the last hour. I find it incredibly intoxicating.
How do you feel after that? Do you feel good? Do you
feel
ready
alive,
to go?
Mike. Yeah. I'm alive.
All kind of tingly and all that good stuff?
Yes. And incidentally, I look like Tammy Faye Baker.
Right. That you know, it's amazing how that weight drops off when you do that.
The heat, yeah.
I, of course, am doing the show in my briefs. As per usual.
All of my makeup is running and smearing all over my face. It's a mess.
It is so hot. I have the tremendous desire to just get out of these pesky clothes.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
What's left of them?
Hello.
Hi. It's 96 degrees here. I'm on 95 north approaching Lorton.
This is the first day. I was saying this to Joe. This is the first day that I really, really noticed it.
Yeah.
I really, and it was right before it was getting out of the car and walking into the radio station.
We've had heat waves before.
We've had heat
summer.
Waves, but mm-hmm. this is the first one where all of a sudden, you know, bingo, yeah, this is nasty. This is very, very nasty.
Right up next to 100.
I don't like it.
That's why you wouldn't join me in the car, huh?
No, I went by and I said, okay, lose that weight, you crazy fool.
I said, come on, join me for some hot cocoa.
And I open it up, and there he is, and he's got one of those little things that kids use, you know, a vaporizer in there, too. So I just didn't understand that.
Keep it warm, Mike.
So it makes sense.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, buddies.
Hi there.
Hey, I got a joke for you.
Oh, no.
It's good.
No, hold on.
It doesn't work that way.
The deal with jokes is, unless we're doing a segment like Make Us Laugh, if you have a joke, you have to be willing to put your phone number out there. And if we don't laugh at the joke, we give out your number and all the rubes calling you then will be our listeners. All of our rube listeners will call you up.
I'm willing to do that.
You got the number there, Joey? Yep. All right. Joe's got it.
Joe.
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, what did the Asian family name their retarded kid?
What?
Something Bong.
All right, you can call this cat at 540 207-1147.
Listen to him loving it. Listen to him loving every
now,
single
minute. Now
of
he
it.
Loves it.
Oh, something wrong. Something wrong.
Yeah, I know. He still
gotcha.
Loves it.
Okay. Again, that's 540-207-1147.
And incidentally, Rob mouths the punchline, too. So there you go.
You might want to file that number away.
It's not even a well-crafted joke.
And if you're out like at 2, 3 a.m. this weekend, just give them a call.
Use right. those night and weekend rates.
I think the appropriate setup is what happens when the Asian lady gives birth to a white baby.
What?
Something Wong.
Why is that funnier? Because you said it?
Yeah, it is.
And I
yeah,
think
yeah.
you're funny? Is that what it is?
Everything's funnier right. when Rob says it.
Food tastes better.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Oh, what a great night I had last night. Really, let me tell you about the perfect night.
Okay.
I got home, and right after I got home, the news about this thing in Minneapolis happened.
Yeah. Incredible.
So I was nutty about that because my son-in-law, my no-good son-in-law, lives in... they live in St. Paul, but he works in Minneapolis.
I completely forgot about that you've got family up there.
So as it turns out, that road, that 35W, is right. one of his ways to get out of the city. They were fine. Took them a lot of time to call. It reminded me of when we were in New York for 9/11.
Right.
Amy said that when they would pick up the phone, the regular phone, the hard line phone, you dial, no matter where you called, you just got instant busy, fast
yeah.
busy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And you couldn't get a cell out. So she finally was out in the yard for like hours, and she got through just long enough to say, "We're all fine. Don't worry about us."
Ooh, that's good. Did you get a chance to spend any time at all talking about this this situation with her? Is this going to like nightmarishly affect traffic in that city?
It's going to shut it down. I mean, I've been up there enough times to see them.
Mm-hmm.
There's like
it's right near the stadium. Right?
There's two roads. There's like 94. And there's 35. And this 35W, the 35 West, it's the one you take to go from Minneapolis to St. Paul.
That's the main road.
You take it to go to the airport. I mean, it adds up. It connects with a bunch of other roads. But yeah, they're going to be screwed for a long time.
And you know, you were enlightening me before the show about the fact that local news is covering this in a much different way than the national news. I really came in kind of saying, man, it's amazing that there was so little loss of life, and you're telling me they haven't even scratched the surface.
My daughter was saying that, you know, on the TV stations there in Minneapolis, that they're saying, yes, there's only three or four people that are known dead. But, you know, they're saying it on Minneapolis TV, listen, there's 50, maybe 70 cars that are deep below, and we have not even gotten
at least 20,
to those people yet.
At least 20 people still missing. So,
oh, okay. Yeah,
at least.
Right. Well,
anyway, I'm sorry for that heartache, of course, as we all are for them.
Sure.
But I'm glad that my family is safe.
Yeah.
And that started, I got to say, the perfect night. Really?
You know, right now when you're saying the perfect night, I don't know what direction you're going to go.
I don't believe you.
This is non-sexual.
Okay.
There was no sex last night.
All right.
No sex. There could have been.
Right.
She told me I could have had it. I just fell asleep.
Huh. Okay. Very good.
So I got home and talked to Amy, and Janet was making dinner. And most nights we eat like civilized people. We actually eat at the table.
Right.
The only night that we eat in front of the TV is like American Idol night.
Right. After, you know, right. After bringing down your own prey in the backyard.
There's that certain routine you get into, especially in the wintertime, when there are good shows on and it's right when you're having dinner.
Sure.
So you say, screw it. Let's just eat in the TV room.
Yeah, they say it's not the right thing to do, but who doesn't eat in front of the TV?
So we make a conscious effort to try not to do this.
Right.
You know, if there's nothing on.
So you actually make a conscious decision to sit down and have a civilized meal together.
Yes.
Actually talking.
Yeah, we try it.
It's remarkably civilized.
We try it. So she was setting the table last night, and as I was turning the TV off, I hate doing that, incidentally.
I know.
It hurts me every time.
It's like losing a friend.
It's like being pricked in the finger. You know, ouch! Oh, there's blood.
I have to say goodbye now.
I noticed that on the NFL Network, they were running live coverage of a Green Bay Packers practice. A nighttime practice.
Well, there it is.
So I call out excitedly. It was like Jan! She thought I'm having a heart attack.
This works with your Packers T-shirt that you're wearing right now.
She comes running. She's like, what? I said, oh, my God, City Stadium. I've been there. This is a live practice. Oh, this is great. Get me another drink. So then she got me another drink.
So the practice is like really not even you're not even watching a game be played. You're watching them throw and run.
Right, and Favre's not there. I'm
and
watching.
They're not wearing full pads or anything.
Well, no, they had full pads.
Did they have heavy full pads?
But it wasn't tackle. It was that like that half tackle thing.
Yeah, okay.
But still, I'm watching it, and
it is the Packers
making me incredibly happy.
Would you do this for any? Now you wouldn't do this for just any team, right?
No, if it was like the Colts training camp,
yeah,
maybe.
Okay,
if it was the Jaguars training camp, I would actually make the effort to pull myself away and go to the table, have the meal.
Just checking.
So, I'm sitting there enjoying this, and it's about dinner time. Mm-hmm. It's about 8:30.
Right.
And she comes around the corner and she says, dinner's ready. And I said, okay. And then, what an angel. She said, we're eating in here tonight because how often are the Packers training camps shown on TV? I said, almost never.
You got a special lady there.
Yeah. She said, stay there. I'm getting the TV trays.
Wow.
I'm like, beautiful.
That's just, that's miraculous. I'm jealous.
Hold on, there's more.
It's incredible. There can't be more.
So I'm sitting there. Yeah, you're right. You're goddamn right it's hot. I'm getting a boner while this is happening. And as I downed my second beverage,
yes,
she was making something special. When she brought dinner in, I was already half in the bag, and I called Rob.
You were half in the bag.
Right before I started to eat, Janet was sitting there, and I said, in essence, I said, Rob, what a great night. Packers are on TV. Amy's okay. I've had a couple of drinks. And I'm having something right now called a frickle.
Huh. A frickle?
Fried pickle.
Really?
A frickle?
I've heard of fried pickles before.
She takes like little tiny dill slices of pickles.
Uh-huh.
You deep fry them. Do you remember the sauce?
Rumalot
sauce.
Ooh.
Oh, my
is there
God.
Any kind of coating on them when she fries them? Put a little breading on them?
Yeah, something that's guaranteed to clog your arteries.
Oh, boy.
So,
and are they fabulous?
They were great. I was, before I even started eating them, I sat down there and I said, sweetie, this is so good. I got to call Rob. So she's like, all right, whatever. Call your gay lover.
Mm-hmm.
I pick up the phone and I say, Rob, have you ever had a frickle? He's like, what?
Thought you'd never ask.
I guess so. And I said, I'm going to try one right now, and I'm going to tell you if it's good or if it's not good. And I ate some of them, and it was like, oh, Rob, God, this is so good.
A frickle.
I was scared.
So good. And then I rambled on a bit
right, and
hung up, and turns out it was frickles, and it was barbecue chicken.
Ooh.
And then after that, she said, how about we watch a movie? And I said, you know what I'm in the mood for? As I poured my third drink.
Because it was important for you to pass that along after you'd watched the Packers training camp.
I said, what I'm really in the mood for is The Big Lebowski.
And she said, one of your favorite movies.
She said, I've never seen that movie all the way through.
Wow.
And I'm like, you're kidding
And
me.
She was probably lying about that. She just wanted to please you.
Oh, no, she had not.
Okay,
she
then it was not. Real. So you were getting a first time. You're watching one of your all-time favorite movies with a person who hasn't seen it, which is probably one of the greatest activities a person can have.
Great night. She watching it at one point.
Did you make it all the way through it?
Yes. Well, yeah. Well, physically,
yes.
Not mentally. I mean, I think
your eyes were open, but there was nobody home.
Around the time that they got to the scene where he's floating around with the big bowling pins,
right.
That's when I guess my head went back, and it was just like
long before scattering the ashes of their friend.
All I remember is, you know, it's like, hey, hello, are you awake? I'm like. And I did that thing. Why do all guys do this? She shakes me, and I go, what? And she goes, you've been sleeping. I said, have not. She said, you have been sleeping for the last 45 minutes. And why is it that when you wake up, you go, I was not. I know everything that happened.
We all
well,
that. You do.
I was half sleeping.
You react that way if the whole thing is kind of a challenge. You know, if it's a challenge where they say, you've been sleeping. No, I haven't.
Michael.
I know. We have to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.